Hey everyone, welcome back. Looks like we've got a listener question about marriage counseling.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, someone's thinking about it, maybe just wants to understand it better.
It's a big topic for sure.
It is, kind of sensitive too, so we'll handle it with respect, you know. Mm. Stick to what we've got here from the listener.
Mm-hmm.
So they send over some stuff, articles, website. Seems like they're feeling the pressure, keeping a marriage strong these days.
Yeah, I mean, the source even says it straight out. Modern life is tough on relationships.
Right, like everyone's busy, stressed.
But here's the thing. I don't think that's bad, necessarily.
What do you mean?
It's just we're more aware now that relationships need work, too.
Like going to the gym, but for your marriage.
Exactly. So seeking help, it's becoming normal, not a last resort.
That's good. But got to be clear, what is marriage counseling then? Not just, like, complaining to your buddy, right?
Way more than that. Sources couples therapy with a trained therapist. The goal is giving couples tools.
Tools for what?
Improving how they talk to each other, solving problems together, not fighting about them.
So it's fixing what's broken.
Yeah. Restoring a relationship that's stressed, the source says.
And they list some stressors, pretty relatable ones too.
Oh yeah. Like what?
Communication breakdowns, obvious, money troubles, even parenting disagreements.
I mean, who hasn't argued about chores or whose turn it is to pick up the kids?
Exactly. Makes you feel less alone, right?
Totally. It's like everyone goes through tough times. Doesn't mean it's the end.
Okay, so let's say you're thinking, all right, maybe we need help. What does the counselor do? Just sit there, listen.
More than that, definitely. There's this great analogy. The source uses it. The therapist is like an unbiased referee.
Okay, I like that.
Right. They help you see each other's side, but don't pick sides themselves.
No, more like a coach, helping you play the game better.
Yeah, equipping you, the source says. Outcomes are things like more intimacy, understanding each other, respect.
Hmm, respect. That's earned, not just told, right?
It comes from being able to respect someone, even when you're mad. That's what therapy helps with.
Oh, there's this line, breaking negative patterns.
Ooh, that's a big one.
How does that work? Sounds kind of vague.
That's where therapy techniques come in, different approaches.
Like, is there a marriage counseling textbook with all the answers?
Haha, not quite, but we'll get into those techniques later for sure.
All right, got to keep us on track. So choosing a counselor, that's got to be huge, right?
Huge. Like, if you decide to go this route, the source has some good advice on this.
They do. Yeah, let's dive into that.
Okay, first off, credentials. Experience, just like any professional.
Right. You don't go to a foot doctor for a heart problem.
Exactly. Then think specialization. Some focus on conflict, others intimacy.
You got to match your needs, right? Not just any therapist will do.
And then the approach, CBT, emotionally focused therapy. We'll explain those later.
Yeah. Don't worry. Lots of jargon, I bet.
Yeah.
But basically, got to do your homework, see what each one's about.
Yeah. And then compatibility. This is big. Feeling comfortable with a therapist is key.
Almost like finding a friend you can be real with.
Totally. That's what initial consultations are for, the source says, to see if it's a good fit.
Makes sense. Now, our listener, they gave us info on a specific place. Davenport Psychology, is it?
Oh, right. Let's use that as an example then. Apply what we've learned.
But just as an example, not an endorsement or anything.
Yeah, just seeing how it matches up.
Okay, so they say they have experienced staff, tailored plans, evidence-based.
That's all good, right?
Checks those boxes, yeah. For sure. And they really stress a confidential, supportive environment.
That's got to be crucial, right?
Oh, totally. You got to feel safe to open up, be vulnerable.
Vulnerability is scary.
Yeah, but without it, therapy can't really work.
Makes sense. So we've got why people go, how to choose. But do we know it works? Like, what are the benefits?
Ah, good question. The source actually lists a bunch, some surprising ones, too.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Yeah.
What changes can people actually expect?
Well, improved communication, obviously. Yeah, duh. Right? That's kind of the point.
But it's not just talking more. It's talking well. Saying what you need, listening without judging.
Oh, so it's quality over quantity.
Exactly. And this one surprised me. The source says it helps rekindle emotional intimacy.
Wait, isn't that more like self-help stuff?
You'd think so. But therapy gets to the root of why you're distant, not just surface-level romance tips.
Hmm, interesting. So it's more than just fixing arguments. It's about feeling closer again.
That's a big part of it, yeah. And of course, there's the conflict resolution skills.
Which, honestly, everyone could use, right? Not just couples.
Totally. It's like a life skill, but specifically for your most important relationship.
Makes sense. I'm starting to see how this isn't just a band-aid, it's about learning how to be better long-term.
Right. And the source emphasizes that it's skill development, not just solving today's problem.
Oh, I get it. Like you learn to handle future problems, whatever they are.
And they mention this too. It's not just arguments, but problem solving in general gets better.
Wait, so couples therapy makes you better at life overall?
Kinda, yeah. The same principles apply often.
Okay, I'm sold. But seriously, what does a session actually look like? Like, walk me through it.
All right, so picture this. No, actually, the source does a good job explaining the typical flow.
Okay, lay it on me.
Yeah.
Is it like comfy chairs, tissues, or is that just the movies?
Uh-huh, maybe comfy chairs. First, there's an assessment, like a relationship checkup.
So getting to know you, figuring out what's wrong?
Yeah, history, challenges, setting goals together.
So everyone's on the same page from the start.
Exactly. Then regular sessions, but it's not just venting, it's guided.
Guided how?
Activities, techniques, all focused on the issues you identify.
So there's a structure, not just random talking.
Right. And it's collaborative. The source points this out.
Meaning?
It's not one person getting fixed. It's both working together.
Okay, I like that. Oh, they mentioned homework assignments.
Yeah, sounds scary, right?
Like, am I going to be writing essays about my feelings?
No, no essays. It's more about practicing the skills in real life.
Ah, so taking it from the therapy room to, like, the real world.
Exactly. That's how you make the changes stick.
Makes sense. Wow, we covered a lot. From why people go to finding a therapist, what actually happens.
Yeah, it's a lot to digest, but the source breaks it down well.
Definitely. And listen, no matter what you decide about counseling, we hope this gives you a clearer picture.
Knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely. Oh, before we wrap up part one, one last thought. The source focused on couples counseling.
Right.
But a lot of this, communication, conflict, needs, valuable in any close relationship.
Oh, that's true. Family, friends.
It's all connected. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Good one. All right. That's it for part one of our marriage counseling deep dive. Back soon with more. So stay tuned.
Looking forward to it. Back again. Ready for more?
Yeah. Last time we talked about like the why and the who, finding a therapist, all that.
Right. The basic.
But I'm still curious. How does it actually work? Like what goes on in those sessions to make a real difference?
Ah, that's where those therapy techniques we mentioned come in.
The CBT, EFT, all that.
Exactly. It's where things get kind of fascinating.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but those terms always sounded a bit clinical to me.
I get that. Let's break them down, starting with CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy.
Okay, shoot.
Basically, it's about the link between our thoughts, feelings, and actions.
Sounds kind of obvious when you say it like that.
It is, kind of. But we don't always notice those links, especially when they're negative.
So how does that play out in a relationship?
Well, imagine you're stuck in a negative thought pattern about your partner.
Like, they never do the dishes, that kind of thing.
Exactly. That thought might make you feel resentful, and then you act out, snapping at them.
So it's like a chain reaction, thought, feeling, behavior.
Yep. And CBT therapists, they help you break that chain, identify those thoughts.
But how do you change how you think?
By challenging those thoughts. Like, is it really true they never do dishes? Or is it just sometimes?
Oh, so it's like questioning your own assumptions.
Yeah. And when you change the thought, the feeling changes, and then your behavior follows.
So it's not about making your partner change. It's about changing how you react.
Exactly.
Empowering. Right.
Kinda. Like, you have more control than you realize.
Totally. Now, let's switch gears to EFT, emotionally focused therapy.
This one always sounded more like deep to me.
It is. It's all about attachment needs and the emotional bond between partners.
Wait, attachment like babies need their moms?
Kinda. The idea is those early experiences shape how we connect in adult relationships.
Wow, that's deep. So how does that work in therapy?
EFT therapists help you figure out what your attachment needs are.
Like some people need lots of reassurance, others more space.
Exactly. And are those needs being met? Or are there disconnection patterns?
Oh, so maybe one person's always clinging, the other pulling away.
Yeah, classic. But once you understand those needs, you can communicate them better. And that builds a stronger bond because you're both getting what you need.
Exactly. It's about creating a secure base emotionally.
Makes sense. So we've got CBT, changing thoughts, EFT, all about emotions.
And there are others too, like the Gottman method. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, keeping me on my toes.
Yeah.
But the point is, no one size fits all, right?
Totally. Each couple's got to find what works for them.
Makes sense. Oh, remember last time we talked about breaking negative patterns?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Now that we've got CBT and EFT, can you picture examples?
Okay, so With CBT, maybe it's that assumption like, my partner doesn't care about my feelings.
Right. Automatic negative thought.
And the therapist would help you like test that out. Is it really true or just your perception?
Exactly. And with EFT, maybe the pattern is withdrawing when you feel insecure.
Instead of saying, hey, I need some reassurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EFT would help you understand why you withdraw, what need isn't being met.
So it's like getting a whole new language to talk about your relationship.
That's a great way to put it. And then you can start building better patterns together.
Wow, this is getting me really interested in the whole process now.
Right. And we've just scratched the surface. Next time, Gottman method, all about data-driven insights into what makes relationships work.
Okay, now I have to hear part three. You've really sold me on this.
And we'll bust some myths about therapy too, the stuff people get wrong.
Oh, good, because I bet there are a lot of those floating around.
For sure. See you next time.
And we're back. Part three of our marriage counseling deep dive.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground, but I'm ready for more.
Me too. And remember, last time we left off with that intriguing Gottman method.
Yeah, the one all based on data and what makes relationships successful.
Exactly. It was developed by this couple, John and Julie Gottman, and it's all rooted in research.
Like real science, not just opinions.
Yeah. They studied thousands of couples over decades.
Wow. Serious dedication. So what do they learn from all that data?
Well, they discovered patterns that can actually predict whether a relationship will thrive or, well, not.
Predicting the future of love. That's pretty powerful stuff.
It is. One of their most famous findings is what they call the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Okay, that sounds intense. Like end of the world kind of stuff.
Right. It's about communication. Specifically, four styles that are super destructive.
Uh-oh. So these are the things we want to avoid.
Big time. They are criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling.
Okay, those sound familiar, but let's break them down.
Yeah, good idea. So criticism, it's not just complaining, it's attacking your partner's character.
So instead of saying, hey, I wish you'd help with the dishes, it's more like,
you're so lazy, you never do anything around here.
Ouch, yeah, that's definitely different.
It's about blame, not the actual issue.
Okay, what about contempt? That sounds even worse.
It is. It's showing disgust or disrespect, like eye rolling, sarcasm, mocking.
Basically making your partner feel worthless.
Yeah, and that erodes the whole foundation of the relationship.
Noted. Defensiveness, that's a natural reaction, right? When you feel attacked.
It is, but it keeps you stuck. It's refusing to take responsibility, deflecting blame.
So you're not really listening, just trying to protect yourself.
Exactly. And lastly, stonewalling, that's just shutting down completely.
The silent treatment, classic.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's emotional withdrawal, like checking out of the conversation.
Leaving your partner feeling alone and helpless.
And unheard, which is a big problem long term.
So these horsemen, they're like red flags, warning signs that communication's gone toxic.
That's a great way to put it. And the Gottman method helps you spot them and gives you tools to change those patterns.
So it's not just about identifying the problem, it's about fixing it too.
Exactly. They also emphasize something called love maps, which I love.
Okay, I'm curious. What are love maps?
It's about really knowing your partner deeply, their dreams, fears, the little things.
So not just their favorite color, but like what makes them tick?
Yeah. And keeping those maps updated as you both change, because no one stays the same.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Makes so much sense. But okay, let's be real for a sec.
What's up?
There are so many myths about couples therapy, things that scare people off.
Oh yeah, tons. It's important to debunk those for sure.
Let's bust some myths. What's the biggest one you encounter?
Definitely that going to therapy means your relationship's over, like it's the last resort.
Oh, I've heard that. Like admitting defeat.
But it's the opposite. Seeking help shows you care enough to fight for it.
Like you're not giving up, you're taking it seriously.
Exactly. Another myth is that it's all about blame, dredging up the past.
Yeah, who wants to relive their worst moments?
Right. But good therapy focuses on the present and future, learning new skills, not dwelling on old hurts.
So it's about solutions, not just rehashing problems.
Precisely. And then there's the myth that therapy's a quick fix, like a magic wand.
Ah, yes, the magic wand fantasy. I wish it were that simple.
Right. It takes time, effort, commitment from both people. It's a process.
So it's an investment, but with the potential for a big return.
Exactly. Okay, as we wrap up this deep dive, what are the key takeaways for our listener?
I think the biggest one is it's normal to struggle in relationships.
Yes, everyone goes through it. Seeking help isn't weakness, it's strength.
And there's so many approaches. Finding the right fit for you is crucial.
Do your research, ask questions, trust your gut feeling when choosing a therapist.
Absolutely. And finally, remember, therapy is an investment in your relationship.
It's not a magic cure, but it can give you the tools to build something amazing.
Listener, whatever path you choose, we hope this deep dive has given you knowledge and, most importantly, hope.
We're rooting for you.
And remember, the skills we've discussed, communication, empathy, conflict resolution, they're valuable everywhere.
Oh, that's so true. In all your relationships, not just romantic ones.
It's all connected.
Okay, that's it for our deep dive into marriage counseling. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those relationships strong.